Three Dog Thursday on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network of shows is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds in every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today and get a $500 risk-free sports bet by downloading the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com to start winning today. That's WynnBET.com. to get a $500 risk-free bet from us at Sports Gambling Podcast Network. We're also brought to you in part by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you in part by PicksWise. PicksWise is the number one home of free sports betting picks. Visit PicksWise.com to make your next bet better. We're also brought to you in part by Odds Crowd. Are you the best football bettor in the U.S.? Odds Crowd challenges you to prove it with their free-to-play fantasy betting contest. Odds Crowd gives away hundreds of dollars in weekly contests, including the $100 SGPN exclusive free roll contest. And we're also brought to you in part by the SGPN app. Just enter SGPN in the App Store or the Google Play Store to download it today.
Football fans, it's time to go on the record for this week's matchups in pro and college football. With just one catch, we're only interested in underdogs. Who can keep it close, if not pull the outright upset? Time to find out. It's Three Dog Thursday. Now here's your host, TJ Reed.
Yes, indeed. Welcome into the final show here of September. Technically, we're flipping the calendar this weekend to October, but as we release on Three Dog Thursday, it is the final day of September. Is it about to be Locktober, coming up with some underdogs? And we are thrilled to be back with you because we are rolling. We don't want September to end. It's kind of like Green Day sang that song, When September Ends. We don't want September to end because last week on this show, we were 7-7 with underdogs that we handed out. Thank you, West Virginia Mountaineers, for looking good. Thank you to the LA Chargers for looking good. My handicapper, Brian Edwards, also said Arkansas Razorbacks outright win. I didn't believe him, but they got an outright win over Texas A&M. Heck, Mark Ennis from Louisville comes on and says that Rutgers will keep it close with Michigan. I laughed at him. The game was 20-3 in the first half. I'm thinking they're going to get blown out. No. Rutgers hung in there and won. My man T.C. Martin, who's going to be back on the No Huddle Picks, once again, coming up later on in the show, said Green Bay Packers. Boom. Packers end up winning by the field goal. Didn't even need the points there in the end. And again, even my man Marquise Johns from Big Fight Weekend took the Rams over my Buccaneers. I was right there. I saw it firsthand. More on that in a second. The Rams get a win. We were 7-7 last week. We are documented. We've handed out 18 successful underdogs over the last three shows. You can go back and find all of them in college football and the NFL. We've had a couple over the last 3 weeks that haven't come through. Last week, we had them all come through. That's why you need to be listening to Three Dog Thursday. That's why you need to be subscribed to this podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcast, on Spotify. You do not have to subscribe and pay for it on those two outlets. It's free for you to get these picks. Subscribe to us everywhere else, Google Podcast, on Megaphone, on Stitcher, Podcast Addict, wherever you get podcasts. Subscribe to Three Dog Thursday. And thanks again to Sean Green, Ryan Kramer, Colby Dan, everybody that's involved with the Sports Gambling Podcast, their network of shows. We're on their feed. They help promote us, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. They do a great job helping us and putting the word out where thousands and thousands and thousands of you have found us and are finding us. Spread the word. I don't know how long the heater will last here on us predicting successful underdogs, but we're going to try to keep it up. I'll make this pledge to you. We're going to keep picking them. We're going to keep doing the research. You'll hear in just a few moments from my colleague Gary Seegers, who delves into this for hours and hours and hours as a handicapper on the Winning Cures Everything show and podcast. Also hosts a live college football show for BetUS that airs a couple of times late in the week. Nothing but college football spreads and picks by the dozens on that show on BetUS college football. So Gary's going to be here. We spend a ton of time going over the underdogs. Later on, Brian Edwards is back from MajorWager.com and Vegas Insider on the quick-hitting, no-huddle underdog picks. He's got a single underdog that he loves in college football and why. Brian hit all three of them last weekend. Again, he was on the Chargers with me against the Chiefs in the NFL, so he had West by God, Virginia, he had Arkansas, and he had the Chargers, and they all three hit. So Brian is coming, T.C. Martin from Las Vegas coming, and also my man Tyler Jones from the Midwest in Omaha, Nebraska. Formerly in the Kansas City market. He's ready to talk some underdogs as well with me here on the program, and he's going on quite a doubleheader weekend in the Big 12 and also for Monday Night Football. Stand by for that on the No Huddle Underdog picks. Again, Gary Seegers will be here straight ahead. I will tell you up front that I really like an ACC underdog. You're going to hear Gary and I talking about that here in a few moments. But I'm going to go back to the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. I gave you Notre Dame a week ago. That was one of the seven that we had. I gave you Notre Dame as an outright winner. I could not understand why Wisconsin was favored on the neutral field at Soldier Field, home away from home game for Notre Dame. Close game at the half, but the Irish with the kickoff return for a touchdown, two different interception returns for a touchdown, Jack Cohn beating his old team as the quarterback, the former quarterback at Wisconsin. So I loved the Irish last week, and I got to tell you, I'm looking strongly at them again at home, South Bend, with unbeaten Cincinnati. I know I went against Cincinnati earlier this year in the Indiana game for Three Dog Thursday purposes. They went to Indiana. They won the game outright. They're a very sexy pick right now to go and be unbeaten out of the group of five conferences and be the team that crashes the college football playoff, potentially, at least crashes the New Year's Six bowl games like they did a year ago. Although people don't remember that a year ago they lost in the Peach Bowl to Georgia. They were leading a lot of that game, but Georgia came back and beat them. But now this is 2.0 here for Luke Fickell's team. Desmond Ridder still at quarterback. Desmond Ridder doing some smack talk earlier in the week saying it's going to be quiet at Notre Dame Stadium. They're not going to have to worry about the crowd. We'll see about that. I'm looking strongly at going right back to the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. And you'll hear another underdog with Gary Seegers when I talk to him in a minute that I'm looking at. Gary's got three of them for you. So let's get started. He's coming up straight ahead. Later on, the No Huddle Underdog picks as well. We are all about those teams that are being given little respect. Usually it's the road team being given points, sometimes a lot of points. That's what we're all about on Three Dog Thursday. Let's get it rolling right now.
As promised, he is leading things off here on Three Dog Thursday as we head to the first weekend in October. It cannot be October already. Apparently it is. We are off and rolling. Good to be back with my winning cures everything brother from another mother. He is in the Mid-South in the Memphis, Tennessee area, my hometown. He is Gary Seegers. He and Chris Giannini kill it on the Winning Cures Everything show that you see Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That show on YouTube, on Twitch, you find it everywhere. Podcast form as well. I love these guys, Inside Everything College and NFL Football. And Gary has got another show that I want to tell you about as well, Making Gambling Picks, that we'll talk about coming up. First of all, how are you? Happy football. How is everything, my friend?
It is wonderful to be back. I'm telling you, there's a crisp in the air. It feels magnificent outside, which means it's football season. Of course, now I don't know about you down in Florida, but up here in the Mid-South, it is glorious outside.
I can tell you it's not 95 with 90% humidity here. It's only like 90 with about 30% humidity. So we're taking that right now for the first weekend in October.
Oh, most certainly. Most certainly. But yes, everything has been fantastic. What you wanted to get to, I'll go ahead and shout it out. I'm doing the BetUS College Football Show Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time Live. And Thursday is 12 p.m. Eastern Time Live. So go ahead and check that out. Of course, it is on YouTube. That is where we do it live. And you can, of course, go back and watch it afterwards if you can't get there at those times. But Wednesdays and Thursdays, we do it a little differently than most of the other college football shows. We don't really hit on a bunch of storylines, etc. We pick out, lately, it's been between 16 and 20 games from the card. Wow. And go through game by game. And BetUS actually has their own YouTube official channel outside of the college football channel that they just break up the games and post them there as well. So if you want to find an individual game, you can find it over there as well. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. The guys that I'm doing it with, Kyle Hunter, of course, used to be with Vegas Insider. He's got huntersportspicks.com. And Parker Fleming, who is the the mind behind CFB-graphs.com. He uses the EPA model and whatnot. He's just a numerical guru. These guys are way smarter than I am, and I'm glad that I'm with them.
Yes.
So we do that. And then, of course, Chris and I still do Winning Cures Everything. Like you said, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, it goes out live at 9 a.m. And the podcast goes up around, you know, same time, right after whatever. But it's 3 days a week for that, 2 days a week for BetUS. Rocking and rolling with the football content, my friend.
Yeah, these guys kill it. And again, the BetUS show, as we're releasing Three Dog Thursday, depending on when you're hearing us, is coming up live later in the day, but you can find it archived. And the Friday Winning Cures get you ready for the weekend. Everything with college football and the NFL is out Friday morning, as Gary is talking about. Relive it until your heart is content, is what he's telling you in the archive form. But also you can catch them as they release it. All right, with all of the promotion out of the way, we've got a full college football buffet. Again, I am working the Ole Miss-Alabama game national radio with Steve Berline. Compass Media Networks, we're on the air nationally. CBS is showing it nationally. So I have to stay down the middle on that game. I'll just ask it to you this way because it's such a big game. Does it surprise you that line is this large? Not that you have to take the Rebels as the underdog, but does it surprise you as we head to the weekend that it's a 14 or 15-point line here?
Looking at the numbers, no. Just looking at the teams, yes. There is a reason why this line opened up at 20 over at Circa, right?
Wow.
It got bet down almost immediately. I think Circa said that they took 10 straight max bets on Ole Miss plus 20, and they dropped it immediately, and it has gone down ever since. It is sitting comfortably at 14.5 right now, but the risks that Lane Kiffin is going to have to take in this game, that's the biggest thing, right, is – there's a whole level of volatility involved in this game where it could go to Alabama winning by 3+ touchdowns or Ole Miss could win the game. It just depends on what those 4th-and-1s, 4th-and-2s are going to do. We're going to do a big breakdown on it on the BetUS show. So definitely make sure and tune into that one because we'll have a lot more as far as the numbers go on it.
I love that. And again, we're pigeonholing Gary here to only underdogs. And so on the BetUS show, they'll have all kinds of different input on Bama as the favorite versus the under-over total, et cetera. Check that out with that. So I just thought I would put that out there because there's going to be so much interest in number one Alabama against Ole Miss, which did pull off an upset over Nick Saban and company back a few years ago in Tuscaloosa when Hugh Freeze was the coach and Chad Kelly, I believe, was the quarterback, and they upset the Tide. That season. All right.
2015. I was actually in Vegas at the time watching that game.
Did you clean up? Did you clean up on that one a little bit?
No. I most certainly did not. As a matter of fact, I did not bet the game until I saw what was unfolding in the first half. And I remember all of the crazy antics that were going on with the bounced ball that just drops right into the receiver's hands, all that good stuff. Right. I had actually bet Alabama -6.5 for the second half. And that one did not cash. So
he's going to be leery of that coming Sunday.
With
all of that said about Alabama and Ole Miss, do you have a game that you like for Three Dog Thursday purposes on the college slate? If so, where is that game, Gary Seegers?
That game would be College Park, Maryland. Now, if you are watching this, of course, on Thursday, I've already talked about it on the Wednesday BetUS show, but I really like Maryland in this spot at home against Iowa. Of course, Iowa, top 10 team, a lot going in their favor. But if you look at how they have scored their points, and if you look at all of this, I really feel like Maryland is the play at home. Home underdogs on Thursday and Friday night so far this year, 5-0-1 against the spread. Ooh. They are covering at a massive, massive clip. And this is a philosophical idea that I've got right now. I think that good offense beats good defense in this day and age in college football.
All right.
Maryland has got an incredible quarterback, Baby Tua, as I like to call him, Talia Tagovailoa. He is unbelievable. He's PFF's number 2 graded quarterback in the country right now. I think he's only had one turnover-worthy throw in 4 games. I mean, he is lighting it up, and they've got explosive playmakers all over the field. Iowa has not had to face anything like this. Now, same token, Maryland has not had to face a defense like this either, but I think with those kind of games – where one or two plays can make the difference. If Maryland doesn't turn the football over, which big ask, but they haven't thus far. If they don't turn the football over, I don't know how Iowa can generate enough points to be able to keep up. road environment. It's going to be the biggest game in College Park in, I mean, as long as I can remember. I think Maryland comes out and wins this game outright, but I will certainly take the 3.5.
Well, and what's interesting is they beat West Virginia there in College Park at the beginning of the year, and now they've beaten two comparable opponents to Iowa, beating Illinois at Illinois. Iowa beat Illinois at home, and they both beat Kent State, with Maryland beating them most recently 37-16 and getting the cover last week. I saw that Iowa team, Gary Seegers, against Iowa State. I worked the game on Compass Media Networks on the national radio call, and their defense was fantastic. But Spencer Petras, the quarterback, is nothing spectacular. And so to your point about can they score enough if Baby Tua, as you call him, starts to light it up, that's a real question mark. Then again, Iowa's defense is going to be the best defense Maryland has seen to this point. So you're going Friday night, home doggy here with Maryland in the Big Ten, and you're getting, what, 3.5? So 3.5,
three and
as
a
you
half.
Said, for your one college game that you like. I'm eyeballing one game, and I love to go at my analysts and my guys that do this as we talk with Gary Seegers of WinningCuresEverything.com and the BetUS College Football Show. Love his insight, even if I'm trying to take a game. Do you want to talk me out of Georgia Tech, who won big and impressively against North Carolina at Mercedes-Benz Stadium last week? They come right back at home, Grant Field on the campus, to play Pitt in ACC action. I'm looking strongly at Georgia Tech as the home doggy here with the 3.5. Do you care to talk me out of that real quick?
No, I do not. As a matter of fact, my line on the game was actually Georgia Tech -3. When this opened up, Pitt -3.5 or Pitt -4, whatever it opened, I was shocked. Actually, I don't think that the odds makers are giving Georgia Tech enough credit. Their defense has been incredible. I think that they can get after this offensive line for Pitt. It's not going to be a play because that line just stinks to me. Like, it's the complete opposite way than what I was assuming it would be. Georgia Tech is good. Jeff Sims is back. They are playing insanely well right now. And I do think that they are actually going to win this football game. The fact that it came out Pitt as a favorite was a little bit shocking to me, but I think they're the better football team. Yeah, I'm not going to talk you off Georgia Tech.
All right, so we'll look at Georgia Tech and Jeff Sims, who ran it and threw it all over North Carolina in that upset win, to see if it continues in college football. A few moments left. Let's move over to the NFL and all the action for this weekend. If I say to you, give me an underdog that stands out in the pros for Three Dog Thursday purposes, where will you begin, Gary?
I would begin in the NFC West. And actually, both of my picks will be in the NFC West here. The Seahawks on Sunday head to San Francisco, and they're a 3-point dog. And I get that. They're on the road. But this is still Russell Wilson. The biggest problem right now with the Seattle Seahawks is their offensive line is not very good. However, and of course, if you look at just the matchup, the offensive line against the 49ers defensive line, that looks like an insane mismatch. But it was a mismatch with the 49ers against the Packers, and they still only pressured Aaron Rodgers 5 times. If you give Russell Wilson the time to throw that Aaron Rodgers had, he's going to absolutely eat up that 49ers secondary, which is dealing with injuries, etc. I think Seattle is in wounded animal mode right now, and I think that they will come in there and actually get this win. I like them plus the 3. I think they can win straight up.
Well, and they blew the game, or you can say Tennessee took it from them in the home loss. And then last week, Kirk Cousins threw all over them as well. So Seattle's got to try to get well. San Francisco still smarting from the Sunday night loss. Very interesting. A late 4 Eastern time, 1 Pacific game in San Fran for the Seahawks getting the 3 or the 2.5 in Santa Clara, California, against the 49ers. What is the other Gary Seegers underdog that you like for the NFL in the NFC West? What are you taking?
Monday Night Football. I am taking the Raiders on the road at the Chargers. Look, they are 3-1 against the spread against the Chargers out of their last 4. 2-0 against the number against the Chargers on the road the last 2 times that they faced them. I think this is the better football team. I know everybody is in love with Justin Herbert, but if you look at what Derek Carr has done thus far this season, he has played insanely well, and they have been traveling all over creation. They're undefeated, and yet they still get no respect. It's the Raiders. I get it. But this is a really good football team. I think Gruden has figured out what his team does best. They got some guys coming back off of injury. I think the Raiders are going to win this game. At 3.5 seemed like way too much, and I don't know if that line has moved down to 3 or not. Doesn't matter. Whatever the plus side of this is, I'm going to take the Raiders to win the game.
You're on the plus is Gary Seegers of Winning Cures Everything and the BetUS College Football Show. And again, the Raiders have won dramatically in overtime two times at home, opening game with Baltimore, where they won on the bomb at the very end after they almost gave it away. And then on the last play of the game, in a three field goal overtime, they won it with the Daniel Carlson field goal to beat Miami last week. So don't go anywhere, even if it's close, because with the Raiders, it's probably going to end up in the late fourth quarter or the overtime being a close game. We'll see if that is the case. And again, I was on the Chargers and Justin Herbert last week on this show with Brian Edwards of MajorWager.com and Vegas Insider. We love the Chargers in that spot with the Chiefs. Do they have a little letdown coming back home? And one more thing, Gary, before you go, yeah. I was in SoFi Stadium last weekend with the Buccaneers for the matchup with the Rams. It was quite the environment, quite the crowd all over. The opposing team with the noise. I know the Chargers lost to the Cowboys 2 weeks ago in SoFi, but they're going to be jacked for Monday night. And there'll be a lot of Raider fans that get their hands on tickets. It will be some atmosphere. That's a $5 billion with a B, $5 billion complex. It'll be some kind of atmosphere for Monday night. But I'm not it so is, sure the Raiders are really good on Monday night. It'll be something else.
Oh, yeah. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous stadium. Hey, tell me this about your Bucks. Was that a look ahead spot for the Bucs last week?
Maybe. Secondary beat up. Everybody's thrown on this team, Gary. And of course, at time that we're talking, they've signed Richard Sherman. How good can the veteran be? How healthy can he be? Can he still run? We're going to find out. He'll probably play some plays, not a bunch, but probably some plays on Sunday night against the Patriots. And what a game that's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, everybody knows where my allegiance lies. I'm not taking the Patriots on Three Dog Thursday on Sunday night. That's going to be something else. I'm just interested in Chargers-Raiders Monday night and to see if the Chargers atmosphere is similar to the Rams, because it was bonkers. And, of course, they had all the celebs, Gary. I'm surprised you and Chris didn't get the red carpet rollout invitation with LeBron there and Magic Johnson and Dr. Dre and the cast from Ted Lasso, the show that's winning all the awards. Larry David from Curb Your Enthusiasm, all these female actresses, they were all there. I'm like, where are my guys? Where are Gary Seegers and Chris Giannini? You roll with these people, with these A-list Hollywood types. How are you not in the stands at SoFi Stadium?
We,
so we'll see if it's the same for the Chargers.
It's a football weekend. We were working. I can't be out at one of these. I can't go across the country.
Can't be doing that. Too much going. All right, plug one more time as we release on Three Dog Thursday. How we hear you later today, Friday, and as we head towards the weekend on all of your stuff, Gary Seegers.
Of course, the College Football Show. It is the BetUS College Football Show. You can find it on YouTube. And you can also go to winningcureseverything.com. You can find the links to everything over there. All of our shows, all that good stuff. Winning Cures, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 a.m. Central Time. And the BetUS College Football Show, Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Eastern Time Live. And on Thursdays, 12 p.m. Eastern Time Live. And we go through as many games on the slate as we possibly can. It's a lot of fun.
It is a blast. So, again, check him out with all the info. He's going with the Maryland Terrapins. He's going with the Seattle Seahawks and the Las Vegas Raiders for his three underdogs for this weekend. Gary Seegers, good luck with the dogs. And I appreciate the time on Three Dog Thursday. Love it, brother.
Always love being with you, TJ. Thank you.
Love the insight from that man. Again, Winning Cures Everything is the show with he and Chris Giannini, and also the BetUS College Football Picks as well that are coming out. Both of those shows, the BetUS College Football Picks, again, as we say, releasing on the same day here on Three Dog Thursday. You may be listening later in the week. You can go back and find the archive of the BetUS College Football Picks on BetUS's social media, BetUS.com. Also, the Winning Cures Everything show is live Friday. If you're hearing us on Thursday, they're live Friday. It's also archived on YouTube, on social media, also in podcast form, wherever you get podcasts. He and Chris will be going over all kinds of picks, not just underdogs, college football and the NFL on Friday. All right, our no-huddle underdog picks are upcoming. Stand by for that as we continue along. Stay with us. But first, we're brought to you by our friends at WynnBET. Are you ready to win money and boost your odds? Well, WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. And we're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. You've got exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all the favorite teams, the players, the sports. We've got the NFL starting up soon. Major League Baseball is ongoing. You've got the golf. You've got the MMA. Pretty soon the NBA will be back. The NHL will be back. College football and more. Great promos, odds, and payouts from boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport. We have what you need with WynnBET. If you're ready to play, sign up today, get a special offer, get a risk-free $500 bet from us at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network by just downloading and using our promo code SGPN. Download the WynnBET app, visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com to find out more right now. If you're ready to play, if you're ready to win, they're the premier sports betting experience. Download, bet, and win with WynnBET. And we're brought to you in part by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. And the football season is ready to kick off, and PropSwap is here to make this your best season ever. Because with PropSwap, your bet doesn't have to win in order to make money. It just needs to improve. For example, Trey Lance of the 49ers opened up at 300-1 to win the MVP this year, and he has already been bet down to 75-1 after that preseason performance just last weekend. That means if you bet $100 on Trey Lance back in May, you could sell that ticket on PropSwap right now for $400, a 300% return before the season ever begins. Think of PropSwap like the stock market, but for sports betting. Buy low, sell high. The average seller on PropSwap makes over $500 a month just by listing and selling tickets. And when making your bets, remember, go for two. Make two tickets on the same team. You can sell one for a profit and leave one for yourself for skin in the game. Again, your bet doesn't necessarily have to win. It just has to improve. Think of it like the stock market. Get started today at PropSwap.com. Download the PropSwap app. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. And we're brought to you in part by Odds Crowd. If you haven't already downloaded Odds Crowd's app, you're missing out. The free roll fantasy contest is taking place on Odds Crowd this year. 10 grand for the best NFL bettor, and sides are included this year. Also, a weekly $100 SGPN exclusive contest just for people that have the SGPN app downloaded. There's over $30,000 in cash prizes up for grabs across both the season-long and weekly contests for the NFL and college football, and the boys here at SGPN are all taking part, so you can try to claim bragging rights over us as well. Here's how it works. Once you get in the contest, you track your bets against the real odds and the lines, much like you do with any pick-tricking app. The most profitable players will rise up on the leaderboard, and if you have the highest profit at the end of the contest, then you win. And Odds Crowd isn't just fantasy betting contest. It's a social app for sports bettors. It's free to download. You can live group chat with other bettors, track your bets, set up private fantasy contests with your buddies, and much more. So download the app for free or go to oddscrowd.com today. And we're brought to you in part by PicksWise, the number one home of free sports betting picks, props, and parlays, helmed by a team of trend-watching, data-devouring sports fanatics, giving you the who, the how, and the why behind every prediction. For every game, every day, and every sport, all for free, visit PicksWise.com to make your next bet better. PicksWise backs responsible gambling. If you or someone you know wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. But you've got the opportunity here with PicksWise to get their favorite daily fantasy app. It's fast, it's fun, it's easy, and it all starts with prize picks. You pick two of the five players that day, decide if they'll go under or over their stat projection, and then you find out if you win. The more players you pick, the more that you can win. You can win up to 10 times your money with the prize picks, and that's the way to play. Use the promo code SGP. You'll get a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Again, SGP is the promo code with PicksWise for a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. It's PicksWise, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you in part by Keeps, as Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair, guys. If you're follically challenged like I am, listen up. A convenient virtual doctor consults with you, gets you medication, and they deliver it straight to your door every 3 months. You don't even have to leave your home. It's a low cost, with treatments starting as low as $10 a month, and Keeps offers generic versions of their products. Discreet packaging, proven results. Keeps has more and more five-star reviews every day, every week than any of its competitors. The prevention of hair loss is the key. Treatment can take 4 to 6 months to see results, so you need to act right now. And if you're ready to act to prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/SGP. Get your first month of treatment for free with our offer. That's keeps at keeps.com/SGP. Get your first month free with keeps, keeps.com/SGP. And we're brought to you in part by Prize Picks. Turn your picks into real cash with Prize Picks. Here's why it's going to be your favorite daily fantasy app. It's fast, it's easy, and it all starts with Prize Picks. Simply pick 2 to 5 players and decide, will they go over or under their stat projection for that day? The more players you pick, the more you can win. In fact, you can win up to 10 times your money. Prize Picks is the only way to play. And use the promo code SGP to get a 100% instant deposit match bonus up to $100. That's the Prize Pick app, our promo code SGP. And we're brought to you in part by Mint Mobile. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by big wireless providers, if you've learned anything, is that there's always a catch. So when you hear that Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless service starting at just $15, I know you think, what's the catch? But when you find out more and look into their service, it all makes sense. That's because there isn't a catch. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is they're the first company to sell wireless service online only. That means they're cutting out the retail stores, there's no crazy overhead cost that they pass down to the customers in the form of mystery fees. No, Mint just passes on sweet savings directly to you. For people looking for extra savings, Mint Mobile offers a premium wireless for $15 a month. All plans come with unlimited talk and text plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan. Keep your same phone number along with all of your existing contacts. And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile will cover you with their 7-day money-back guarantee. Switch to Mint Mobile. Get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. A new wireless plan, $15 a month, and get the plan shipped to your door for free. Go to mintmobile.com/sportsgp. That's mintmobile.com/sportsgp. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/sportsgp. And a reminder, the SGPN app is right there live now in the App Store and the Google Play Store. This app gives you easy access to all of our picks, all of our podcasts, everything in the content from the SGPN family of shows and everything that's going on the app. Don't forget, give us an app review. Download the SGPN app today in the App Store and the Google Play Store. Look for us. It's the SGPN app.
The dogs are barking. Who will get it done this week? Three Dog Thursday now continues. Here again is TJ Reeves.
We are back in once more on the only digital radio show that is devoted to those underdogs. We love them. We were 7-for-7 last week. 18 successful underdogs the last 3 weeks. You need to be telling your friends, telling your enemies, tell everybody about Three Dog Thursday right now and the underdog selections. We are rolling. I don't know how long the roll will continue to last, but we will attempt to do so. You heard Gary Seegers taking the underdogs that he likes, including Maryland in that Friday night game with Iowa. I'm not so sure about that against the Hawkeyes, who I saw a couple of weeks ago on that matchup with Iowa State on Compass Media Network. Steve Berline and I doing that game. Perfect time to make mention. Steve Berline and I are back on the national call of Ole Miss and Alabama. So I got to play this down the middle and not have an opinion either way, as I was talking to Gary about. It's a lot of points for the Tide laying it against their SEC West rival. Again, Nick Saban has never lost to one of his former assistants. Let's see what happens in that matchup with Ole Miss. Steve Berline will call it with me 3:30 Eastern time. 3 o'clock pregame time from Tuscaloosa. Looking forward to that. Coming up, the No Huddle Underdogs. T.C. Martin from Las Vegas will be back here. He's hit an underdog 3 consecutive weeks in the No Huddle Underdogs. He's back for a 4th week. Let's see if it continues. Also on the No Huddle Underdog Picks, Brian Edwards. He couldn't stay away after three underdog wins last week. Brian will be here for a quick hitter college football underdog from MajorWager.com. Senior handicapper, Vegas insider. I love Brian's insight. He's got a quick college underdog for us. And also Tyler Jones will be here. He's going back to an NFL underdog that he likes. Tyler from the Jones Report, his podcast. Also, Local News Live as well in Omaha, Nebraska. Love Tyler's insight, especially in the Midwest. They're coming on the No Huddle Underdog Picks. Before we get to them, I am going to take the plunge with the two college underdogs I've made mention of earlier in the show. I will take Notre Dame at home against Cincinnati. Give me the points. I love Notre Dame as the outright winner. I also love that Georgia Tech pick off the win over North Carolina. I think they validated. I think they beat Pittsburgh. Again, these are two teams in Cincinnati and Pittsburgh that I went against earlier this year on Three Dog Thursday, and they both burned me. I get a revenge chance with Notre Dame at home, with Georgia Tech at home against Pitt. I'll take both of those underdogs this week getting points at home. And in the NFL, I love the Minnesota Vikings getting points at home again. Another home doggy against the Cleveland Browns. I know the Browns have been good so far this season with the start. I know Kansas City came back and beat them in week one, but they've now won the last two games and covered in both of those. The Browns had only been 2-6 as a favorite covering at the end of last year before covering the last 2 weeks with the Texans and then last week in their easy win at home that Cleveland had. So the Brownies right now go on the road against a Minnesota team that should have won 2 weeks ago, shoulda, coulda, woulda, but a missed field goal after a great comeback with Kirk Cousins and company. Cousins has played well all year, and they beat Minnesota decisively at home. Now I get points at home with the Vikings. The Vikings, by the way, have covered now in each of their last two games as well. And they were an underdog in the game with Arizona and covered. I like them as a home dog here against the Cleveland Browns to win the game outright. I'm going again with a home dog that wins the game outright. Give me three of them. Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, and the Minnesota Vikings will be my NFL underdog. Those will be my three. Time now to see what our guests think about these different underdogs that we're going to have. Pay attention to T.C. Martin. He's hit 3 weeks in a row with an underdog. Pay attention for the No Huddle. We are ready for rapid fire with the picks. Let's get rolling. He will, in fact, lead it off. We could not do the No Huddle without him. The man is on fire right now with his underdog selections the last 3 weeks. He is back from the five-day-a-week T.C. Martin Show in Las Vegas. The T.C. Martin back on board on Three Dog Thursday. You just keep handing out underdog winners, and we keep having you back. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good, my man. Yes, the dogs have been barking loudly.
And they hopefully will continue here. Kudos on the Packers and being able to look, they were ahead 17-0, some anxious moments. I was on your show. You said, wait. There were no anxious moments for me with San Francisco up by one, right?
Cover, right? Even though I said probably winner outright, and winner outright.
Yeah, that Aaron Rodgers guy, something else. Although I keep saying this, I said it on your show, I've said it elsewhere, I don't know that I've said it on the podcast, I'm delirious at this point. How do you not have two guys on Davante Adams on the final drive? If somebody else is open because two guys are on Davante Adams, you can kind of live with that. But that guy's sitting down in zone coverage with no one around him. What are you doing when all they need is a field goal to beat you?
Well, as we always see, TJ, the prevent defense usually prevents you from winning. So that plain and simple. And again, you know, when the Packers burned all those timeouts, which they love to do, and Mike McCarthy, he did it in Green Bay, and he's continuing to do that in Dallas, I was thinking, okay, come on. I mean, save some of these timeouts. You might need them down the stretch, but they didn't need them. Two plays, Davante Adams, Mason Crosby, 51-yarder, game, set, match.
Yeah, and in McCarthy's case on Monday Night Football, it's timeouts. What are those? We don't need to stop the clock at the end of the first half when we could get the ball back with a minute to go and still go get more points. The clock management escapes him. I digress, however. The peeps are here for the underdogs. This man has in succession rolled off one NFL underdog after another, from Las Vegas Raiders and an outright win, to the Tennessee Titans as a doggy and an outright win, to the Green Bay Packers, dare I say, and an outright win. All right, Magic Man, what are we doing here for Three Dog Thursday for a fourth week in a row on the No Huddle?
I will say this, you know, I love your concept about picking the dogs, because a lot of people don't pick dogs. You know, the public loves the favorites. So my theory has always been this. If I'm going to go with a dog, I've got to find a dog that I believe that can win the game outright and pick good teams. I have an old adage, an old saying that says, never ask bad teams to do good things for you. All right. So there, that's the way I line it up. So I'm taking a team that I believe is very good, and that is the Arizona Cardinals. We're taking the Cardinals against the Rams. We're going to that venue where you were at last week, TJ Reeves, the SoFi Stadium, the $5 billion monstrosity, and the Cardinals are going to come rolling into town. And the Cardinals are averaging 34 points a game offensively. Who is the number one scoring team in the NFL? The Arizona Cardinals. Who is the number two team in yardage? The Arizona Cardinals. How about passing the football? Number three, the Arizona Cardinals. This team can get it done. The revamped offense. They already had DeAndre Hopkins. They got Captain Kirk there. And what do? You bring in A.J. Green. I like the offense. But this is a little bit more of a play with the defense. Still not sold on the Rams offensively. They have no running game. The Cardinals not great against the run. However, very strong against the pass. TJ Watt with the pass rush. You have Buda Baker on the backside at safety. And yes, the Arizona Cardinals pass defense, very, very good. That is the Rams' strength. You're going to give me five. I'm taking the visitor. I'm taking the Arizona Cardinals.
I love this. Should we let you know that Sean McVay has never lost to the Cardinals? He's 8-for-8. I shouldn't let, I mean, the man is on a roll.
This is the new and improved Arizona Cardinals.
You can make the argument they're due, right? They're due.
Due theory is fine. Let's be clear. I rarely play this team because I do not like their head coach. Kyler Murray, I thought, was a work in progress. However, he has developed rather nicely, gained a little bit more maturity over the last couple seasons. And again, they made some great free agent pickups, and they've always had a pretty staunch defense. So yeah, I think it's a good spot for the Cardinals, and the Rams coming off that big emotional win, which you were at, you witnessed it. And I called the Rams last week, but it wasn't a big enough dog. So that's why I didn't play it on the Three Dog Thursday, but I did have it. But I think, okay, 5 points, big enough dog, take the Cards.
This is an NFC West showdown of unbeaten teams that is a loud environment at SoFi Stadium. It was not the wine and cheese crowd. They were bonkers. They were loud. Let's see if it affects them. Let's plug away again for you. How do they find you? Social media, the web, the show, go.
TCMartinShow.com. You can listen 5 days a week no matter where you're at. It is 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Go under the podcast section. Check it out. Listen anytime. We've got the great interviews up there. You got the current interviews. You got the past ones under the classic page. The Daily Show is up there. TCMartinShow.com.
And I know on Fridays.
TCMartin21.
Fridays, football Fridays with all the handicapping, the best bets. They got to check it out Fridays. We release the podcast on Thursday. They got to hear you on Friday, my friend.
Yeah, our best bets. Every Friday we take our three best college games, three best NFL games. That's on the website as well, too, live from the Cosmopolitan Las Vegas inside the William Hill Sportsbook. And not only is it Football Friday, but as you know, TJ Reeves, when we have boxing, it turns into a football/boxing weekend. And we get ready for Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder next weekend here. And yes, Showtime Sean Porter in the house, who is a avid, diehard Cleveland Browns fan. As you know, he'll be in the house Friday doing best bets.
I love that. Just don't let Sean know that I'm going against the Browns with the Minnesota Vikings for this weekend as my underdog just before you came on, because I don't want to take a right hook to the chin. But anyway, Showtime Sean P will be with this man on Friday. They break it all down. The Las Vegas Raiders are 3-0 playing on Monday Night Football. TC is right there in the heart of all of it. TCMartinShow.com. Again, the velvet ropes will part whenever you're... If you win this week, you have platinum status from here on out to come on the No Huddle Underdog. That's all I'm saying. We may have to give you a full invitation for your own segment as long as you want if you keep winning, especially winning outright. Let's see if it continues. TC Martin, good luck with the Arizona Cardinals on Three Dog Thursday, sir.
All right, TJ. Thank you very much, my man.
Well, as I have been touting, I know he couldn't be here for the full show because he's just like the Mannings. He can't do every week necessarily, but how was I not going to bring back Brian Edwards of Vegas Insider and MajorWager.com after he hit all three underdogs last week, part of our 7 for 7 underdogs that we hit last week on this show. So in the no huddle picks that we're doing right now, welcome back, Brian Edwards. I know you're feeling frisky after what West Virginia was able to do for you last week. Arkansas, another straight up win for you. And we both had the LA Chargers last week. So kudos, congratulations. And if I say to you, whether it's college football or the NFL, do you have an underdog that you like, if not love, for this weekend?
I love Boston, undefeated Boston College, which owns a remarkable 17-6-1 against the spread record in his last 24 as a road underdog, including an easy spread cover at Clemson last year and a 34-28 loss as a 24.5-point underdog. You probably remember they had a 28-10 lead late in the second quarter, led 28-13 at halftime. And they're catching Clemson at the perfect time. Not only does Clemson's offense not have a pulse right now, but they're dealing with injuries galore. Brian Breesy, their first-team All-ACC defensive tackle last year as a true freshman, tore his ACL last week, out for the season. Tyler Davis, first-team All-ACC defensive tackle in 2019, didn't get any honors last year because he missed a bunch of games. He's out for 7 or 8 weeks with an injury. And James Skowski, the heart and soul of their defense, is 2016. He got injured last week, left the game, didn't return. Now, Dabo said Monday he's going to be fine, but does that mean he's starting and playing on Saturday? We don't really know yet. And then Lynjay Dixon, their running back who had more than 1,300 career yards, he enters the transfer portal last week. So their five-star true freshman, Will Shipley, had become their starting running back against Georgia Tech 2 weeks ago. And last week, he gets injured last week. Now, he's only out for three or 4 weeks. He will return, but they are slim pickings in the depth department at defensive tackle and running back. And they're already ranked 121 out of 130 FBS teams in total offense. They're number 115 in passing yards, number 99 in rushing yards, number 105 in scoring, averaging only 21.8 points per game. Uyunglele, 56.3 completion percentage, only 586 yards in 4 games, 3-3 TDINT ratio. Now, BC has played a soft schedule to date, but they're number 18 nationally in rushing yards, number 15 in scoring yards, averaging 41.3 points per game, number 21 in total defense, number 25 in run defense, number 24 in scoring defense. Now, Jurkovic is out, but Dennis Grossell, part of my handicap, and I like the season win total over, was that he did have 8 career starts under his belt. Now he'll be making his 11th career start Saturday. He has a 19-8 career TDINT ratio, 4 career rushing touchdowns. I made Clemson a 7-point favorite. They're favored by 16. Ooh. I love the undefeated Eagles as a double-digit dog. Give me BC.
That is a Saturday night game on the ACC Network. If you're looking forward, how much do they miss Trevor Lawrence covering up some of those ills and all those injuries? It is big time. This guy is big time. You find him on MajorWager.com, but also Vegas Insider, senior handicapper. He was doing some stuff midweek with my man, K-Raj, Kevin Rogers. Also, A to Z Sports. You're doing handicapping there early in the week and also on Fridays. They can find you all of those places, right?
Indeed, and at Vegas B. Edwards on Twitter, A to Z Sports Pick Show, Tuesdays and Fridays at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern.
Brian Edwards, I always love the insight here. Good luck with the underdogs this weekend. In fact, your Boston College underdog on Saturday. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, buddy.
Indeed, as I mentioned, he is back from the heartland of America. I tried to tell him on his own podcast when I was on last week that the Chargers were going to hang in with the Chiefs. He wasn't having any of it. I didn't know that the Chargers would win. They did. He still returned my call, my text message, and came on anyway for the Three Dog Thursday No Huddle. Hello again, Tyler Jones of Local News Live fame. The Jones Report is the show and the podcast. Are we ready for another weekend of football? How you feeling?
TJ, it's got to be better than what it was last week for my Kansas City Chiefs after that debacle, giving that one away against the Los Angeles Chargers. And I'm excited. This is going to be, for me, my first NFL college football doubleheader weekend in a couple years. I'm headed to Manhattan for Oklahoma, Kansas State. A couple days later, I'll be in L.A. for the Chargers and the Raiders. So it'll be a lot of fun. Some good football next couple days.
That will be a good one. That is for sure. And I want a full report on all of that. And you're going to love SoFi Stadium. I was just there with the Bucks and the Rams to see that Monday night game in that setting. It will be full for the Chargers and the Raiders. All right, no huddle underdog pick, Tyler Jones. I know everybody is very interested because we've been rolling, especially on the no huddle. What do you have for me, whether it's college or NFL, and why?
I believe I'm undefeated on the no huddle when it comes to my picks. So let's keep the momentum going of these underdogs. And I got to tell you, when I look at the Ravens-Broncos game, the wrong team is favored. Denver should not be a one-point favorite in that matchup. Give me the Baltimore Ravens as a one-point dog to cover that one. I know the Ravens have had their injury issues, but the Broncos, that 3-0 record, they're a fraud. They do not deserve to be an undefeated football team right now. The Ravens are in good shape. They're overcoming their issues. They're going to be just fine. Lamar Jackson and company are going to have a big day. And I'll throw in a bonus for you. Easy money on the college side. Can't miss on the Arkansas Razorbacks as an 18.5-point dog against Georgia. Too many points. I like the dogs to win, but Arkansas makes it respectable.
Listen to Tyler Jones squeezing in on the no huddle, a bonus college doggy. And back to the Baltimore pick, has there been a team in recent memory in terms of the Broncos 3-0 start that has more questions as an unbeaten team 3 weeks in? Because the three teams they have beaten are a combined 0-9. The Broncos may end up only being like a 5 or 6 win team, depending. As stupid as that sounds like to say right now, they've played such bad teams. So it's interesting that you go right back with Baltimore off the dramatic win against those Detroit Lions. Plug away, my friend, on the no huddle real quick on where we see you, where we find you, your podcast, all of it. Go.
The Jones Report, available each and every Thursday on Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. This week, joined by former Oklahoma State quarterback Clint Schelf. Got a fantastic conversation talking Oklahoma State Cowboys and going around the Big 12 with Clint. So download that now. Also, if you're into NASCAR, check out the Let's Go Racing podcast with NASCAR driver David Starr. That's available now as well on all those podcast platforms as well as YouTube. Certainly appreciate it as always, DJ.
Follow him at Tyler Jones Live. And by the way, Let's Go Racing with David Starr. They don't just talk racing. They talk some Dallas Cowboys and Kansas City Chiefs and battle over that sometimes on the NASCAR podcast with them in the playoffs. Always much love to Tyler Jones. Keep the momentum going. He's got the Ravens here on the anchor leg of the No
Huddle. We love winners. We pick winners.
We love winners, and he's got the Ravens outright winning at Denver, and let's see if it continues. Tyler, thank you, brother.
Gracias.
There we go. That'll do it. I love the rapid fire from TC, Brian, and Tyler Jones. All the way back at the beginning of the show, we got extended conversation and three more underdog picks from Gary Seegers of the Winning Cures Everything show and podcast with he and Chris Giannini. Again, search them under winningcureseverything.com, Winning Cures Everything on YouTube and on podcast form. BetUS College Football Show out Thursday afternoon. Not just picking underdogs, he and his guest, Gary, picking favorites and under-over totals and first-half lines, all of it. All of it. BetUS College Football Show. Search that. Find that for Thursday. Winning Cures Everything on Friday. Again, TC Martin on 5 days a week in Las Vegas in the afternoons at 2 Pacific time. TCMartinShow.com. Love the inside of that man. Vegas B. Edwards is where you find Brian Edwards, his content. Vegas Insider, MajorWager.com. And Tyler Jones. Love his inside. Tyler Jones Live. The Jones Report is his podcast. Good luck to our rapid-fire, no-huddle underdog prognosticators. Again, I love Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, and also the Minnesota Vikings for my three underdogs. Woof, woof on those pooches for this weekend. Good luck to all of my guests, all of the underdog picks. Can we keep the roll going with all these college football and NFL underdogs? Let's find out. We're about to find out for this weekend. I am off to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I will report back as we flip the calendar to October on Ole Miss and Alabama. Steve Berline and I call the game on Compass Media Networks nationwide. Check for a local station in your area. Go to compassmedianetworks.com to hear it streaming as well. We'll call that number one Alabama against Ole Miss, who's ranked in the top 15 for that matchup. Can the Lane train stay close with the Crimson Tide? We're going to find out. Then I'm headed to Foxborough, Massachusetts, Sunday for Buccaneers and Patriots. I know the Rams got the better of the Bucks last week. I think the Buccaneers will bounce back. What else am I going to say? I work on the Buccaneers Radio Network with Mean Gene Deckerhoff and Dave Moore. We'll have the call. Tom Brady's one time ever to go back as the road quarterback for Tampa Bay in New England is Sunday Night Football. Can't wait for that one at Gillette Stadium. What a weekend. I am blessed. I am privileged to be doing those games, and we'll report back on them here on Three Dog Thursday. I like the Bucs to win and win decisively and drop New England to 1-3. Let's see if that happens. And my man Tyler Jones is at the Chargers-Raiders game. Coming up for Monday Night Football in Los Angeles at that same SoFi Stadium where I was last weekend. A loud environment. Let's see if they're rocking for the Chargers and how many Raider fans are, in fact, there. All right, that'll do it. Again, thanks to the Sports Gambling Podcast, their network of shows. Subscribe here, whether you found us on a social media link, whether you found us through sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Subscribe to this podcast. Follow us, Apple Podcast, on Spotify. Subscribe everywhere else, Google Podcast, on Megaphone, on Stitcher, wherever. It comes automatically to you on Thursday. We stay relevant through the weekend with a lot of picks on Saturday and Sunday of underdogs in college football and the NFL. Follow the show on social media on Twitter at Three Dog Thursday, and more on the show through sportsgamblingpodcast.com on the web. For now, we are done. I am merely the host, TJ Reeves. Can we keep up the underdog role? Let's find out, starting with Friday night where Gary's got Maryland. It continues through Saturday, Sunday, and all the way to Monday night. Let's get it with the underdogs on Three Dog Thursday. Bye.